Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
iHeartRadio, now the number one app for podcasting and the best way to listen to Sports Talk 790 everywhere you go. iHeartRadio.
Check this out, right?
Back to Houston's most interactive football show.
America's pastime.
I wanted to talk to you, and
that's not right.
In the Trenches continues on Sports Talk 790.
Back for the debate.
Let's hear you now. Come on.
No, she got it.
I roll along here in the trenches. Sports Talk 790. Chris Gordy here with you. Michael Connor in for ND today. And I'm going to switch gears, talk a little NBA as we're still kind of celebrating the Rockets getting the number two pick the other night in the NBA lottery. Draft is just over a month away. NBA playoffs in the thick of it. And nobody better to jump in and talk some NBA with us than a guy who's been doing it for a really long time. Michael Lee of the Washington Post. Of course, you know him for years with the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, Yahoo Sports, The Athletic. Michael, pleasure to get you in, man. How's it going?
Going well. Thanks for having me.
For all those years you spent in Atlanta, is it weird to see the NBA team in Atlanta in the Eastern Conference Finals having postseason success?
Absolutely. It's just mind-boggling. And that they're actually a team that's connecting with the community, that they're seen as a cool team. I started in Atlanta during the Steve Smith, Dikembe Mutombo time, and I wasn't covering the team then, but I started living in the city. And they were always a team that just was second-round fodder. You know, they weren't going to get very far. And then they were bad for a long time, and then they were just – they made the playoffs every year, but you knew they weren't ever going to really break through. And they made it to the conference finals like 6 years ago, and they got swept by LeBron. And it's almost like that isn't – it's not even something that anybody in Atlanta even connects with. It's like it didn't happen. But now you have this team that's just fun. It's young. It's spunky. They got this kind of flashy point guard out there just, you know, hitting deep threes and shimmying and doing all sorts of crazy stuff and rubbing his shoulders because he's too cold. It's fun. I think it's great for the city. They've been waiting a long time to have a player that they could connect with in this way, somebody who has – a little bit of a swag to them. So it's great. And it's just really stunning because every time I think about it, I'm watching the game, like, this is a game. I'm like, the Hawks are in the conference finals. Especially when you think about the last 3 years and how bad they were and what their record was. But this goes to show you that, if you do the right things, you know, hire the right people, you can do a rebuild pretty quickly.
If you're pegging the four teams that are left, where would you put the Hawks in terms of chances to win it all, obviously?
I'd probably put them at depends on the Clippers. If Kawhi is done for the year, I would say that they're last, and then I'd put the Hawks just above them, and then I'd say the Suns and the Bucks have the best chance to win and win it all this year.
Yeah, it's crazy that they were able to pull out that win last night, but what a monster win it was. Trae Young going off for almost 50 points. I like Trae Young a lot. I mean, you talk about the swagger he's got, but, you know, people have kind of – it's silly. You know, it's social media and Twitter, but people have made fun of his hair and all this. And I'm watching him in the post-game interview, and, yeah, his hair is like all – you know, it's messed up and he's got acne on his face. And I'm going, you know what? That's awesome. Like that this kid who is like, that's what your mind is. He's just a kid still can be the face of this franchise. But also, Michael, for years from now, we're going to look back on that Luka Trae Young trade. And man, up until about a month ago, I think everybody in the world would have said, well, yeah, Luka was the better pick. But right now I'm starting to look back on it and go, you know what? Trae Young is making a name for himself. What if 5-10 years from now, we look back and go, no, Trae Young was the winner of that deal.
Well, I think they both won already. I mean, we can both declare that they both won, and that Dallas has probably the better player, and Atlanta has the right player, if that makes sense. I think he's the player that fits what they needed to connect with the city. He's the type of player that they needed to, you know, bring a sort of swagger and attitude to the entire team. Because, you know, you talk about him, but – John Collins is playing well. Kevin Huerter is the one that closed out the Sixers in Game 7. And then they have a lot of good veterans like Gallinari and Capella. So it's a really solid team. And I think it's what's unique about, you know, Trey and what he's been through. He took a lot of heat those first couple of years because he wasn't Luka Doncic. And he took a lot of heat because he wasn't Steph Curry. But he's in his third season. He already is in the conference finals before Curry got there. He already has two more playoff series wins than Luka, who's been in the playoffs twice. So I just think that sometimes you just got to continue to believe in yourself, continue to have confidence in yourself. And I remember talking to him his rookie year, specifically about the comparisons to Luka and just what he was dealing with. And he said he had to kind of block all that out and just sort of focus on himself. And the Hawks did a good job of that, too, to not make it seem like, well, you know, you're not him, so what can we do to make you more like him? And they're like, no, what can we do to make things better for you? How can we build an organization, a franchise that's going to fit your talents and allow you to thrive and grow? And it's sort of, to me, I think it's a model of how teams need to go about it. When you get these top prospects and you get these players that you want to build around, try to do it to where you build a team that fits them and not just a team that can get you by. A lot of general managers try to add pieces just because it sounds good. But I think that, you know, Travis Schwenk, he went about trying to find a team that complemented him, complemented his skills. And now you're seeing them thriving. I mean, obviously injuries and other things have played a factor. You know, I think here, if they lose Kyrie and James Harden wasn't on one leg, but that's part of the game. And so the Hawks are taking advantage of it. They're stepping in when a team like Philly couldn't.
Stick with the Luka talk here. It's been an interesting offseason in Dallas. A lot of turnover there. Of course, the news this morning in the league is that Rick Carlisle goes back to the Pacers for a four-year deal to coach them. What did you make of that news and just the overall turnover that's been going on in Dallas this year, this offseason?
Yeah, I found it unique that there was a story in The Athletic that basically called out all the dysfunction in the organization, and then Mark Cuban calls it BS, and the next day everybody's gone. So it's like, I think somebody's, you know, sold the truth. But yeah, I think that it says a lot about, you know, what Dallas is going through now because they had so much stability with Carlisle and with Dirk Nowitzki for such a long time that you kind of get used to things just being going a certain way. But you know, Luka's a different guy. He comes from, you know, Slovenia. He's, you know, played in Europe for a long time. He has a certain way that he wants to play. And I think that was an adjustment for a lot of people within that organization. And to try to build around a team around him is complicated because he does dominate the ball so much and he does, you know, demand so much attention. I think that that's one of the things that they have to figure out. What kind of team do they want to build? Because they thought they could build it with Porzingis, but he doesn't appear to be a fit. And now you got to ask yourself, who are the right fits to go with him? Who could be the right coach to lead him? If he can't get along with a guy like Rick Carlisle, who's won a championship, you know, you got to wonder, like, who's the right guy for him? And I think that's one of the things they're going to have to figure out. I think that maybe go with a Jason Kidd, you know, a guy who, you know, played a similar style, you know, can run a show as a point guard. Maybe he'll listen to him because he respects him as somebody who's had some success in the league. But, you know, Rick Carlisle going back to Indiana, I mean, it makes sense. He had some success there. You know, he was able to, you know, lead the Pacers a couple times. And I think that, you know, he liked the fit there, and he has an opportunity to do some things in the East that he couldn't do with Dallas. Maybe he could win a playoff series, which is something he hasn't done since he won a title 10 years ago.
Talking with Michael Lee. He's Mr. Michael Lee on Twitter. Been covering the NBA for a long time. Michael, we're going through a little bit of a transitional phase here in Houston. Obviously, the James Harden era came to an end here earlier this season, but lo and behold, the other night, the Rockets luck out. They're able to get the number two pick in this draft, and it's kind of a draft where the consensus is Cade Cunningham's going to go number one overall to Detroit. But then you got these three players that are all slated really high next. You got Evan Mobley from USC, Jalen Suggs from Gonzaga, and Jalen Green, who a lot of us haven't seen a lot of because he played in the G League this past year. But kind of a consensus, all three of those guys, any one of them could go number two. I guess my question for you is, how much have you seen of those guys, and who do you think would be the best fit for the Rockets at two?
Yeah, I like all of them, but I also don't want to rule out Cade Cunningham as an option. You know, I know that Jalen Green is a guy that that Troy Weaver is pretty high on. He's a GM of the Pistons, so I feel like he's going to be in the mix and a guy to consider, primarily because he's been the top player in his draft class pretty much for the time that they've been ranking these guys. And he's always been the guy that's wanted to be the show and get the attention. Now, I think the G League, he probably has a lot held against him because he didn't play college ball, so you didn't see him match up against his peers. But I think that one thing you have to take consideration is that he played against grown men, and he played in a league where everybody's trying to get to the NBA, and you're the guy that's making a lot of money. So everybody's coming at you to make sure they're testing you every night. So I think that that's a better preparation for the NBA because you've seen the best of grown men who are going at you and making sure to see what you're made of. And he proved that he was worth the hype. Evan Mobley's an incredible talent. He reminds me so much of Chris Bosh, just with his ability to, you know, put the ball on the floor, just spread the floor, to rebound, defend. He just seems to me to be the whole package. I've always been high on him the minute I saw him play. I think he could be a special player. Jalen Suggs is good. I'm not sure how much you want the ball in Kevin Porter Jr.'s hand going forward. And I don't know what commitment you're going to make to John Wall as a point guard. So I don't know if you want to draft the Jalen Suggs in that situation when you have so much money committed to John Wall. I think it's going to be an interesting situation. I think that whoever they decide to take at number two, they're going to be able to get a hit because there's a lot of talent in this draft. And I think it's going to be a special draft. So we'll see what comes of it. But I like all the options. And I think that if you're a team that's trying to rebuild and trying to, you know, come back from a pretty disgusting divorce with James Harden, you are in a great position now to find a really good, talented player, too.
With your scenario there, if it is Jalen Green that goes to Detroit at one, do you think it's a lock that the Rockets would have to take Cade Cunningham?
Absolutely. Yeah, there's no hesitation there. Like I said, I think Cade's going to go number one, but I know that Detroit's going to do their due diligence and try to explore everybody that's available at that spot before they settle in on one guy.
Last thing for you, Michael, with what they do have, I mean, you mentioned John Wall. We'll see what they're able to do with him if he wants to move, if they're able to move him. But Christian Wood is a really nice piece to start to build with. You got Jayshon Tate, who was just named to the All-NBA rookie team. KJ Martin was, you know, showed some flashes last year. So you got some real nice pieces. And obviously Kevin Porter Jr. showed he can fill it up on any given night. We love Steven Silas as a person. He is one of the nicest guys out there and a guy you can really root for. But how quickly do you think they can turn this thing around? I say that knowing, you know, we're going to have the play-in games at least for the foreseeable future in the NBA. How quickly can the Rockets turn this around and maybe be a team that's at least competing for a play-in spot?
I think that one thing you've seen over the last couple of years is that it doesn't take long. I mean, look at the Hawks. They won 20 games last year. Look at the Suns. They didn't make it to the playoffs last year. And now, you know, they're in the conference finals. And, you know, depending on who you can sign as a free agent, you know, I think Houston is an attractive free agency destination. You can always find a way to flip it in a hurry. Look at the Miami Heat. You know, they went from, you know, missing the play. They went, you know, from missing the playoffs or going to the finals last year. And then you had the same thing with the Lakers. You know, they had AD and they wound up going to the finals. So if you can, you know, find the right talent and you can, you know, make it can happen for you really quickly. You can go from the lottery to the finals in a snap of a finger because, you know, players are moving around a lot more than they used to. And, you know, if you get lucky in the draft and you find some talented pieces that you can build with, you know, you can flip it. You know, I think the one impressive thing to me about the Hawks, too, I didn't mention it, is that they're doing this now, but they had two lottery picks in 2019. Neither one of them has played since the first round. You know, Cam Reddish and DeAndre Hunter, neither one of them has played. They didn't play against the Sixers, and they haven't played yet in this series. So, you know, even if you have all these high draft picks, if you just sign the right players and you have the right coach, you can find a way to make it quicker than usual. You can see other teams, franchises like the Sixers, you know, we've always heard about the process. It might take your time and trust it. Well, how many years have you got to trust it? You don't have to do it that long if you do it the right way.
Michael Lee, follow him on Twitter at Mr. Michael Lee of the Washington Post. Michael, great stuff as always, man, and thanks so much for the time.
All right, thank you for having me. Take care.
All right, that's Michael Lee, been covering the NBA for a long, long time, and we appreciate him jumping on with us. We'll grab a quick break, more on In the Trenches after this.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.